It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. This is Beth Stanko, and you're listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. And today we are talking about sculpting your confidence. Yes, my love, you are a little ball of clay. You are a tiny little ball of clay. Aren't you so cute? You can mold that clay. You can squish it and pinch it and do all sorts of things to manipulate it into something absolutely gorgeous, into something abstract and interesting, and into something maybe a little scary on the days when you're not feeling super great about yourself or about the life around you. You are in control. Little control freak. Here we go again, talking about that control freak thing. But you are. You're totally in control. And if you think that you're not, it's because you've given control to someone else. And that giving of control was you in control of that. Ooh, that's interesting, right? Looking at it from different angles. That's what we're talking about. We're sculpting your confidence today. We're talking about that because it's important that we recognize we are in control of that confidence. Now, stress isn't good enough for you. That's why we're talking about this. If stress is ruling your life, therefore, you're not sculpting your confidence in a positive way, then you need to stop it. You need to stop it and realize that you're good enough and more so. To feel confident about you, lower your stress, and look at life in a different way. You are good enough for that. It's just time that you start recognizing it in that way. Because, you know, people will say to me all the time, well, I know I'm good enough. I'm just stressed. Yeah, but why are you stressed? It's a lack of confidence. Now, I was talking about the spiritual spa last week, the retreat that I hold in March every year. And I was stressed on the day before and the day of. And it wasn't because I wasn't prepared. I had written out everything that I was going to say. And I do better with bullet points, like just give me a bullet point and I can just talk forever. But I did write things out a little bit more for the retreat. And I had everything printed and all of the stuff that needed to be gathered was gathered. All the people that needed to be spoken to were spoken to. All of the stuff that they were putting together was already together. Like everything was good and in place, but I still was like, what am I doing and why am I doing it? Because I was excited about the day and that excitement was coming off as stress. I don't know some of these people. Are they going to enjoy what I do? And it's silly. It's absolute silliness because every single time that we do these retreats, I mold and I shape what it is that I do for the people who show up. So even if I've got something prepared, bullet points or a script, I still am presenting based on who showed up in the room. And so I know that I'm catering to what people need. Why in the world am I stressed? Because it's things like, will I trip as I'm walking across the floor? Will I offend somebody? Will I forget something? It's all these questions that come up in my head. They get in the way, man. They totally throw me off. And then once I get in the groove and I'm just going for it, I forget all of those questions. Why? Because deep down inside, I know I got this. It's my mind that gets in the way and starts going, we can't do this. This is hard. Oh my gosh, what if people don't like it? So stress starts taking a hold on me physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Like it's everywhere. It's permeating every energy of my body. And that's not good enough for me. I'm better than that. I'm better than that because I deserve more than that. I deserve to be happy and excited. And the silliest thing about the spiritual spa was, yeah, I was stressed the day before. I was stressed the morning of. But by the time we got through that first drum circle, I was good. And so it was like, why did I waste all that time and energy? And why, you know, like I have a headache now. On Sunday, I had a headache. It was like, this is so silly. Why did I do this to myself, right? We all do it. We all do it. And sometimes what we are actually experiencing is excitement, but that physical sensation of excitement mirrors what it's like to feel stressed on so many levels that we interpret it as stress instead of excitement. And then that messes with our brains. Because you're like, oh, I'm super excited, but wait, is this stress? And then your mind gets in the middle of it and you turn it into a stressful situation. And I'm willing to admit that that is what I believe was actually happening for most of that time that I was feeling quote unquote stressed. I was excited. I was excited for what was coming. I was excited for the opportunity. I was excited to share points of view that maybe people hadn't heard before. I was excited to meet all of these awesome people. I was excited to use my gong in the middle of the sound bath. I was excited about a lot of things, but it mimics stress on so many levels that I started going, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed. And I psyched myself out. We all do it. It's a human thing. It's an absolute human thing. When you're in the middle of it and you're not on the way to an event, or even if you are on the way to an event and you actually have a moment to sit down, the whole pros and cons list can really be helpful. Helps you put things in perspective, helps you know where things are coming from. But if you've stuck with me for a while, you know that I like to acknowledge the cons, but on a very short list. Like sitting there and thinking about all the things that aren't so good, in my opinion, doesn't serve us. Maybe just create a bubble of just calling it the cons and don't focus on all the details. In this situation, sometimes looking at the cons is actually super helpful and important. But in this kind of situation where you're feeling stressed and you got to get something done, just go, all the stuff that's not going to serve me. This is my bubble of the things that don't feel good. Just create a category. You don't need to define everything individually. What you need is your internal pep talk. What you need is to go, okay, you got everything together. All the chocolate is ready. You picked up the coffee. You have everything written. All your people are lined up. They all know what their jobs are. You know, what you need to do is think of the positive. What's done? What's taken care of? That's your pep talk. That's your boost of confidence. How many good qualities do you see in this situation, in yourself? That is a good pep talk. That's a great way to overcome stressful moments. And then also thinking about what is good enough can be important. Because if stress isn't good enough for you, what is good enough for you? Happiness, confidence, self-assuredness. These are all things that are good for you. And you are good enough to have them. More so, good enough. Good enough implies that there's sort of a limit. There is no limit for how much goodness you are worthy of. So get that in your mind. Like, for real, people, goodness is something we all deserve and should have in our lives. And it starts with our interpretation of goodness and whether or not we allow the yuckiness, that bubble of things that aren't serve you, to come in and mess with us. We don't need that. We don't deserve that. What we need and deserve and already have in our minds, but we just need to acknowledge it, is this idea that we are more than good enough. We are the pro list. All of the beauty and the goodness and the happiness, that's us. That's what we're bringing to the table. Okay? That's what we're bringing to the table, darling.
There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com.
And here we are at the chocolate moment. Yay! We love chocolate moments. And today I want to talk about how, with the seasons, candy puts on a whole new set of clothing. Have you noticed this? Oh, Christmas is coming. We're going to change all of our wrappers, and there's going to be a little Christmas tree on every one of these tiny candy bars. Or, oh, Easter's coming. We're going to put Easter eggs all over everything. Ooh, Valentine's Day. What do you think's going to go on that? It's going to be a heart, my love, because that's what Valentine's Day is all about. Every time a different holiday comes up, candy changes its clothing, but that doesn't change what's on the inside. That doesn't change the quality of the candy on the inside. No matter what kind of clothing you put on, whether you are wearing bunny ears or you are wearing a ghost costume, what's going on the inside is consistent, it's yummy, it's full of happiness. It's full of, I don't know, a little bit of spice, adding a little bit of yummy chocolate to everything that's going on inside of you. No matter what you do to change your wrapping, you're just like a candy bar. The taste is still the same. You are still as gorgeous and amazing as you were before you change that clothing. So if you're trying to change the outside of yourself to be flashier and more interesting, stop it. Because anybody who's looking for that is shallow. You don't need it. Just acknowledge how gorgeous and beautiful you are on the inside and start living that, my love. Live it. Because that's where the happiness is. That right there. No matter how much you change that wrapper on the outside, you are still as gorgeous as you always were. You just need to acknowledge it. Count your blessings. Like literally, 1, 2, 3. Count your blessings. Look at who you are authentically, really. What's going on with you? Where's the beauty? What's up with that beauty, baby? Are you living it? Or are you trying to change your wrapper every 5 minutes to make sure that somebody is going to be enticed by whatever decoration you have put on? Here's an idea. How about you start doing a daily list of just 3 things that you love about you? Now, I know some of you are like, okay, that's probably the hardest thing you've ever asked me to do. And I know this because I lead retreats. And I have had anything from, 10 people in front of me to 200, 300 people in front of me and more, if you're talking about performing. But I've had groups of people in front of me where I'm trying to inspire them to see goodness in themselves. And there's always, always a minimum of one person who has a hard time with this one. Write a daily list of at least 3 things that you love about you. Period. So what do I love about me? I love my resilience. I love my capacity to love my family. I love my drive to inspire and touch people. These are 3 things that I love about myself. Every day, I would love for you to write down 3 things that you love about you. And it doesn't have to be the same thing every day. Because trust me, I reword what I just said almost every single day. So every day, look at it, face it, write down the things you love. And it can be other things. It could be, I love my nose. I love my penmanship. I love the fact that my toenails hold on to toenail polish like for 4 months. I don't know when it could be, but you see what I'm saying? Like it could be simple stuff and it could be super deep stuff. It could be anything that you want. But every single day you can write it down, which would be great because it makes it real. It puts it right in front of you. So you need to acknowledge it, or you can just think about it. But every single day, a daily list of things that you love about yourself. And these, my love, are your blessings. Yeah, you can have a blessing of, I've got a job, I've got a home, I've got clean water, I've got a car, whatever the thing is, those are blessings as well. But the internal blessings, the things that make you you, that's what helps you even recognize what the other blessings are. So let's start with that. Count your blessings. 1, 2, 3.
This is the year to celebrate you. Join me on this unforgettable journey of self-empowerment with an uplifting, soul-quenching program created just for you. This is Celebrate You, where members access monthly content like inspirational offerings, downloadable handouts and journaling pages, affirmations and processes, meditations, journaling prompts, special audio and video content, plus you're automatically subscribed to BethStanko.com so you can be in the loop for new blogs, retreats, courses, and products. My in-person and online courses and retreats have touched so many lives, from professionals to stay-at-home parents to corporate executives who, like most of us, want both inner peace and outward productivity. Sometimes we need a little personal guidance to achieve an empowered lifestyle. It's here. It's time to celebrate you.
So here at the celebration moment, I want to talk to you about emotional boundaries. Emotional boundaries. What is that? Well, here's the thing. We all have stuff that we're cool with and stuff that we're not cool with in relationships with other people. And we have stuff that we're cool with in relationship with ourselves and stuff that isn't cool that we've just learned to accept in our lives. Because, I don't know, maybe we just don't realize it's okay to change your opinion of yourself. But we do have these boundaries that we put up, things that we don't want to deal with, we don't want to face, or we feel that we're worth more than what it is that we're getting. And it's important that we rock those emotional boundaries, that we really understand what they are and we use them to our advantage. You got to rock those boundaries so that you can be stronger and more self-confident. You can even rock the boundaries to the point that you're thinking, you know, when somebody's sort of doing you wrong, you go, aren't they cute? The way they're trying to mess with me. Aren't they cute? Look at that. How cute is that? They think that they're going to get to me, but they're not. And when you can get to the point where you're approaching things like that, controversies with your ability to go, wow, isn't that cute? And not be belittling to their face, but inside you're thinking, they're never going to get away with this. But outwardly you're saying, I hear what it is that you're saying. I don't agree with you. You know what I'm saying? That internal dialogue is not just how you talk about you, but how you sort through the things that are going on in your head and in real life, the stuff that's going on right in front of you. That aren't they cute sort of way of looking at people who are quote unquote problems or challenges in your life helps you to put them in a totally different light and different perspective so that your fur isn't like standing up on the back of your neck. And you're not ready to pounce or attack. Instead, you're going, wow, they really think they're going to get away with this. And you sort of pity them in that moment. And you, again, you don't say it out loud because you're not trying to start a fight, but you acknowledge that so that you can take control of the situation. You got to rock those emotional boundaries. And when somebody is stepping over your boundary, aren't they cute? They think they're going to get away with this, right? People shouldn't feel that they can mess with you. When you fight back, they're messing with you. They're winning on a certain level. They've gotten you angry, so now you're engaged in a way that helps you to sort of lose control of the situation that you're in. That's not what you want. What you want is to be in complete control, little control freak. That's what you want. You want to be in control of your emotions and the way that you handle those emotions. Being angry with people, attacking people because they've done you wrong, gives them the power. No. No. Other people shouldn't have power over you. Aren't they cute? They think that they have power. Instead, they don't have the power. You're acknowledging internally what you recognize is going on, and then you claim the power. Thank you for telling me how you feel. I'm going to go ahead and do what I wanted to do anyway. But I do appreciate you expressing your concern, right? Like, there are ways to handle situations where you're not getting confrontational, but you are stating what it is that you need and you want. You got to rock the emotional boundaries because you've already counted your blessings by this point. Or maybe you're counting those blessings every single day and you're in the process of owning your understanding that you are more than good enough. But you don't want them to mess with you. So you're going to go, no, thank you, with a smile on your face and walk away because it's not worth your time to allow anybody to cross over any of your boundaries. So here's the deal. We talked about at the beginning, this is all about sculpting your confidence. Yeah, so it is. It's all about sculpting your confidence. Stress isn't good enough for you. You don't need stress. Stress isn't your friend. Excitement is your friend. Change your stress wording into exciting things. Think of the pros in your life. Categorize the cons into challenging things or things that aren't serving me, right? Just kind of bubble them up and allow them to be there. It's cool to have them exist so that you recognize the things that are beautiful in your life. But go for that pro list. Know what good qualities you're looking for in yourself and in everything that is around you. You are good enough, and what you deserve should be good enough as well and more. So start counting your blessings. Sculpting your confidence comes from understanding the awesome things about yourself. So declare love for the things that are awesome about yourself. And if you're having trouble with that, start with the stuff that you want people to see about you. If you start with that, it's easier to start owning it yourself. Like, if you want people to see you as a kind person, declare that you love the kindness that is within you. This is how you do it. You start owning it. Sculpt your confidence by rocking your emotional boundaries, stopping other people from coming too close or trying to offend you. Rock those emotional boundaries, my love. You're worth it. You are more than worth it. You don't need a beautiful new candy wrapper today to be the Easter bunny. All you need to do is fill yourself with the compassion and the grace that comes from loving who you are. Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with Bets Danko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate weekly.